Calling
Hi,
from National
can I help you?
Opinion Surveys.
Survey.
I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey. We would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, like print, radio,
no.
Internet, or television?
No.
Okay. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote 50-50, or you will not vote?
We'd certainly vote.
Certain, okay. And what is your
and
age?
And what is your age, please?
48.
48. Okay, thank you. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
White. Caucasian.
All right. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated.
Extremely motivated.
Extremely motivated to vote?
Okay. Yeah, yes.
All right, thank
all right.
you. Now, I'm going to read you
I'm going to read you a list of the list.
After each one, please tell me if you approve or if you disapprove of your job.
Okay.
Starting with Sherrod Brown as senator.
Sherrod Brown
as
approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat?
For some.
Say somewhat.
Okay. Joe Biden as president.
Biden as president.
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Okay. Donald Trump as former president.
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Okay. Marcy Kaptur as congressman.
Marcy Kaptur.
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions, very similar to the previous question. After each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you haven't heard of that person or institution or you're unfamiliar with them, just tell me that. Okay?
Okay.
We're starting with Derek Marin.
Derek Marin.
I haven't heard of him.
Haven't heard of him?
Or I don't know it. I've heard the name, but I don't know enough about him to
don't
have an opinion.
Okay.
Okay.
Joe Biden is the next one.
Biden.
Joe Biden, probably pretty neutral.
Okay.
They're a neutral option.
I like the middle options
like the middle
I have.
Options I have.
Favorable and somewhat unfavorable. I don't know if you can choose that.
Probably somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Unfavorable.
Then we have Republicans.
Then we have Republicans.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat on. Okay. And Democrats in Congress
Democrats.
As well.
Well.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. First Energy.
First Energy.
Probably somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Okay.
Unfavorable.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Strongly unfavorable.
Strongly, okay. Marcy Kaptur.
Marcy Kaptur is the next.
Favorable.
Very favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat?
Probably very.
Very, okay. Thank you. Now,
if the election
for
U.S.
Congress will vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Democrat.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today, vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.,
Kennedy.
Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Another.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if the election for Senate
election
were held today,
for
and the candidate
today?
Were Democrat Sherrod Brown,
Sherrod Brown,
and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would
Moreno?
You vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Sherrod, okay. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for
held
who would
today?
You vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican
or Republican Derek Merritt?
Marcy Kaptur.
Okay. I just want to quickly thank you
for
your
participation
so far. Quickly moving on.
Very
tense. You might consider voting
for Republican Derek Mayer.
No.
There's no chance you would consider voting for Republican. Oh, no chance.
Nope.
Okay.
No chance. And you can blame it on the abortion issue if they want to know why.
I got you. No problem. We're going to go a little bit deeper in regards to Derek Mayer in a minute here. So for now, I'm just going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptchur. Okay? It says,
okay.
Marcy Kaptchur is a career politician who's been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It's time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptchur? Somewhat less likely. It doesn't make a difference. It makes you more likely to vote for her, or if you don't think it's true, you can say that.
I don't think it's true.
Okay. All right, moving on.
All right.
I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican
Derek Mayer.
After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less, if it makes no difference, if it makes you more likely to vote for him, or if you don't think it's true, you can share that as well. Okay. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Mayer was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Mayer's corruption. Do you need me to read you the options again?
I would say less likely to vote for him. What option would that be?
Right. We have two, actually. Much less or somewhat less likely?
I would say somewhat less.
Somewhat, okay. Next, nearly every Republican in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Mayer voted no. And when nearly every Republican voted to allow first responders, firefighters, suffering from post-traumatic stress disorders due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that. You have the same options, much as this. Go ahead.
I would strongly not vote.
Much less likely?
Much less likely, yes.
Gotcha. As a landlord, over $100,000 in common contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Mayer wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Same option.
Somewhat. Less likely to vote for him.
Somewhat less, okay. In the state legislature, Derek Mayer saw starting an upgrade to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
Right.
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less. Okay. In the state legislature, we have two more statements to go. So it says in the state legislature, Derek Mayer supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he's insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Mayer would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age.
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. Now, something you mentioned previously, it says Derek Mayer wrote a bill that would define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Mayer's bill would prosecute both doctors and women. potentially leading to prison and could even find them punishable by death. Marin's bill would also force doctors to re-implant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse.
Strongly less likely to.
Okay. So we're almost done now. Thanks again for your patience. Based on what you just heard, what's the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin?
I'm still going to go with the abortion issue. That's why I'm never voting Republican again.
Mm-hmm. Because of the abortion issue.
Abortion.
Mm-hmm. I like my rights as a woman, and Republicans do not seem to care.
Mm-hmm. Okay, give me 1 second. Gotcha. All right. Sometimes over the course of a
people
change their minds.
I'll ask again.
The general election for U.S. Congress were held today.
That's
for
it.
Whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Marcy Kaptur.
Marcy, okay. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marin?
His stance on abortion.
Stands on abortion. Okay. Give me 1 second.
Thanks.
All right. Now, these are the last couple of questions. I really appreciate your patience. This is just for background, okay?
For background.
What's the last year of schooling you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's? Okay. Thank you. Regardless of how you have personally voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay. Would you say you lean more towards Democrats or Republicans?
Democrats or Republicans?
Democrats.
Leaning Democrat, okay. How important is politics to your personal identity?
Not very.
Okay, not very important. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Donald Trump.
Biden.
Joe Biden. All right. All right. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your
book. Hope you have a great rest of your
great evening.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
All right. You're welcome.